Now here's the host of Trending Today, Carl Nelson.
Thank you for staying with us, folks. And of course, you can always reach us on Facebook and Twitter, as many of you have. I apologize for the folks who didn't get through to speak to a master teacher, Brother Oshua Kwesi, especially those that got a lot of tweets and questions for him and also Facebook questions. But you can reach Brother Kwesi at kemetnu.com. That's K-E-M-E-T-N-U.com. And all your questions, he'll answer all your questions. And if those of you want to go to Africa, so getting ready to go to a trip to Ethiopia, and you can check in there as well. But right now, it's time for our segment with Sister Sophia, Sophia Nelson segment, Life Tools with Sophia. Sophia, welcome back to Trending Today.
Hey, Carl, how are you?
We're doing great.
All right, well, I'm delighted to be back with Life Tools. As I mentioned last week, Carl, Life Tools are the skills, values, and virtues by which we live our lives. Often, Carl, as we talked about last week, people fail in life not because we don't desire to succeed, but because we don't have the tools to do so. Last week, we launched the show by talking about Know Your Row, which was really popular, as you know. We got a lot of tweets, a lot of Facebook posts about that. People reached out. Let me quickly recap those, if I can, Carl, before the break, on how to know your row. I gave people three tools. Number one, know people for at least 1 year before exposing them to your contacts, network, or inviting them into your inner circle. Number two, pay attention to who actually supports you and your vision versus just talking about being supportive. People act, and they do. Pay attention to that. Third, surround yourself with truth tellers versus yes men and yes women. As my grandmother used to like to say, yes men will lead you to the water and let you drown. So you want people in your life who are going to be honest with you and help you and tell you the truth. I'm really excited about this week's topic, Carl, because it hits us all, men and women, where we live, relationships. And we're going to talk today quickly about how to attract good ones that last. As Dr. Wayne Dyer likes to say, the law of attraction is this: you attract who you are. I think we could all use a reminder, Carl, of how to attract the love, friendship, and business alliances we all want by actually being what we desire.
What about the love relationship connection?
Well, I think that we're going to talk about all of those three. The law of attraction is about all relationships. Again, we attract what we are. Now, I know that's a hard pill for folks to swallow because some of you are out there thinking, well, wait a minute, I had some pretty negative people in my life or some pretty bad relationships in my life. Well, starts with looking in the mirror. I've had to do it. Carl's had to do it. We've all had to do it. But if you work on you and you become what you desire, I promise you, you'll attract the relationships that you want, Carl.
But how do you do that? Because a lot of times, you know, you're caught up in the moment. You're not really thinking, just like, wow, this person looks good. They, we still have the conversation. But you're not really thinking that, why am I attracted to this person?
Well, Carl, my brother, that's called lust. That's called when we look at somebody and say, dang, she's fine, or man, he's handsome, or whatever it is, and we just get caught up. But you know and I know from experience, getting caught up is not a good relationship. It will not last, and it will ultimately bring you much drama. So today we're going to talk about how to attract the kind of relationships you want in your life and keep them for good.
But isn't it kind of fun going towards that drama? Because, you know, in the beginning, let's be real now.
No,
you said
drama
it be
is
real,
not
so
fun.
Let's be real.
No. Drama's not fun. Drama, look,
saying up until the drama starts. You
well,
know,
that's
you know,
right. We right. Look, but when you get to a certain point in your life, you got to put childish things aside, right? And so we already know going in, if you're not in a relationship right now, folks, and I'm talking romantic relationships, I'm talking friendships, I'm talking about alliances, it's always exciting when we first meet folks. We're fascinated by them, we're attracted to them, we're interested in them. But what happens to us is we fail to do our due diligence, and that is in our romantic relationships and otherwise. And it's so important to do that because, again, when you become a grown person, you know, when we're kids, Carl, we're teenagers, we have the luxury of making bad choices. As we get older, we don't have those luxuries because marrying the wrong person, being in business with the wrong person, having a friendship with the wrong person could actually cost you a lot in your finances. It could cost you literally your life in some cases, and we've all seen and heard about those things. Fatal attraction is not good attraction. So today, again, we're going to give folks some tools when we come back about how to pick the right folks and keep them.
All right, that's a good deal, because it's like for me and most of my boys that we hung out, we got the lessons from the older fellas that we thought were older at the time. They, you know, they were probably in their 20s or something. They weren't that much old.
Right.
But I'll tell you what they told us as the defense mechanism when you get into these relationships. Folks, you too can join the conversation with Sophia. Numbers to call is 877-373-9766. That's 877-373-9766. Take your calls right after this quick break. This is Trending Today.
Welcome back to Trending Today with Carl Nelson. 877-373-9766. That's 877-373-9766. This is the number to join the conversation. Here's Carl Nelson. Carl Nelson.
And thank you for staying with us, folks. And, of course, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter at CarlNelsonShow.com. And, fellas, I'm going to need you to back me up out here now. I'm not going to leave me alone with all these ladies. The number to call, let me give you the number, especially for the fellas, 877-373-9766. And, Sophia, I was telling you before the break, you know, what I learned about relationships was basically with the older guys, you know, on the street light at night when we're talking about girls. We're either talking about girls, sports, or cars. So when it came to girls, and they always said, whenever you start developing feelings or think you're falling in love, that's the time to quit.
Wow.
Was that good? Was that good advice or not?
Well, when you're a young guy, a teenager, that might be constructive advice. But we're talking to grown folks. This is grown folks radio, right? We're having real talk
right
here. So let's have real talk about relationships. And we're talking about more than just romantic relationships. My purpose here today is to help people understand three things. And let's get into this a little bit. First of all, Carl, let me start with a premise that I think we can all agree on. We attract into our lives what we think about and what we speak about. We attract negative or positive people and experiences based on what we now put into the universe, period. What does that mean? It means simply this. If I'm a negative person, if I don't have high self-worth, I don't take care of my physical being, my emotional being, my spiritual being, I will draw to myself. Don't miss this, y'all. The exact same thing in other people. I'll draw that to myself without even trying. It's just, it's energy, it's karma, it's life laws. Think about that, Carl. You don't see positive people or people in healthy marriages and relationships with negative, depressed, or unhealthy people. You just don't see it. What you tend to see is people who are drama-filled in drama-filled relationships. You tend to see people who are let themselves go, haven't gotten into great shape. You don't see those people running around with a fine 5'9" model girlfriend, do you? You don't see those kind of guys with those
girls.
But you
know what, Sophia, it takes a while for people to understand that, though.
Yes. Well, we're going to teach them. That's our job.
Okay.
That's why this segment's so important. We're going to – my granny used to say, we know better, we do better, right? I know your grandma said that to you, too. You know better,
right,
you do better. So our goal on this show, Life Tools, is to do just that, Carl. We're trying to help folks to do better because they're going to know better. So let's get into some of these life tools if you're ready, Carl. You let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Life tool number one on the power of attracting the right relationships into your lives. Now, folks, I want you to think about this. We're talking about positive, uplifting, healthy relationships, not drama-filled relationships. Tool number one, my grandmother used to say this to me, opposites may attract, but likes last. Now put a pin in that. Opposites may attract, but likes last. Carl, you started out talking about drama and being attracted to the drama. And we are. It's like a moth to the flame. I think everybody likes somebody with a little bit of an edge, with a little bit of mystery to them, you know, somebody that really looks physically good. But opposites may attract, but likes less. What does that mean? It simply means this. Draw people to you who share your life code and your values. You know, if you were to talk to your grandparents, Carl, or I were to talk to mine, my grandparents were married 53 years before my granddaddy died. They, you know, they're of that World War II generation that came of age during the Great Depression, right? They didn't date folks based on what car they drove, how much money they had, or what they looked like necessarily. They were focused on, is this going to be a good person? Are they going to be a good provider? Are they going to be a good parent, a spouse, you know, a mate? They focused on life code and values. This is so critical, Carl, to create lasting peace. Peace, y'all, and limit the drama in your intimate and friendship relationships. Stop getting with folks because of what they have or what you see on the exterior. Start looking at folks for what they actually bring and how they live and what their value system is. That's tool number one.
That's really deep. You know, I like that because, you know, you saw the recent census figures that came out that said more than 70% of our young women are born, babies are being born out of wedlock.
Yep,
you know,
73%.
People are hooking up and not staying.
That's right. And that's devastating to particularly the African-American community, which has that number. The rest of America is probably at about 30%, which isn't a good trend either. But let's get to tool number two, and we'll come back to that. Number two thing you do to attract the right relationships, folks, please hear me on this one. Let go, let go, let go of your past failed relationships, hurts, and wounds. You cannot attract the right love holding on to the wrong one. Let me say that again. You cannot attract the right love holding on to the wrong love. How many of us have done this? I have. How many of us held on so tight to who walked away and who hurt us that we could not see the wonderful person, friend, or business alliance right in front of us? Let go of the past of failed relationships, of hurts and wounds, because they'll devastate you and they'll block your blessings. Final tool in this attracting who you want into your life, check your energy. Check you. Check in the mirror. Check your aura. Check your spirit. What are you giving off to people? Your attitude has a direct impact on who walks into your life and who stays there for the better. Are you fun to be with? Do you laugh? Are you lighthearted? Are you easy to be with? Are you physically active? Are you engaged in living? Are you attractive, not just physically, but emotionally? Are you healthy? Do you run after life and make it happen for you? Or are you one of these people that believe life happens to you and you react to it? Are you one of these people that believes life's beat the hell out of me, so I'm just done and I give up and I'm just going to sit on my couch or I'm just going to sit in my corner or I'm going to just stay to myself? You attract who walks into your life. Those are my tips for today, Carl. So let's talk and let's get through them and let's, you know, talk to some folks.
All right, let's open the phones at 877-373-9766. All the lines are wide open, as we mentioned last week. You don't have to use your real name or your real city. You know, if you think that it's too personal, that's what you're going to discuss, and, you know, somebody may hear or recognize you or recognize your circumstances. You can use a different name, a different city. We'll just use it for the purposes of having the conversation. But I think these are some things that people need to know about. Because a lot of times, as you mentioned, Sophia, that we attract what we give off. And a lot of people don't understand that. Could you get deeper on that and explain that for us?
One more time, Carl. I'm sorry. What was your question?
The question is you saying that we attract what we give off. You know.
Yes.
So explain that a little bit more for us, because I know some people are probably in unhealthy relationships,
yes,
not just personal relationships, but business relationships as well. So explain how we can change that around.
Well, everything gets back to how we feel about ourselves. It's really, this stuff is really basic. Like, I'm not breaking any new ground here. Ask any psychologist, any therapist, anybody who deals in the space of personal development and the laws of attraction. Some of the great gurus out there like Wayne Dyer, Oprah, Deepak Chopra, Iyanla VanZant, others would all tell you the same. It all starts with how you feel about you. People with healthy self-esteem and people who take care of themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you know those people, Carl. You see them. They are people who are successful. If you look at most of the people, look at our president, look at our first lady, look at some of the people that we admire in our culture, whether they be in education, whether they be in business, or whether they be in entertainment. These people feel good about themselves. They're not arrogant, but they're confident. And in being that way, people tend to follow you, and people are attracted to you, and people want to be with you. And the flip side is true. When you are negative, and some people might not even know they're negative, Carl, but when you're negative and when you are feeling low about yourself, it's like people pick up, you know, like animals. Have you ever watched, you know, dogs, and they come home, and they, when you walk in the door, they run up to you, they nudge, you know, nuzzle you. Your dog knows when you're in a bad mood when you come home. Your animals know. They can read. It's like something that we give off, something we call them pheromones, whatever they are. But the animals pick up on that. It's the same with human beings. We know by looking at somebody, by looking at their body language sometimes, or how they take care of themselves or not, and how they speak, whether or not whether or not we want to be near them. We know. So what I'm saying to you is that this law of attraction thing is simply that if you take care of you, if you love you, if you like you, if you're doing good for you, you will bring those same kind of people into your space. Now, look, all of us are going to come up on people who are what I call fakers. You know, they are people who cover their tracks really well, and sometimes we miss the cues and we bring unhealthy people into our space because they had the physical exterior. It goes back to my first point, Carl. Don't get with folks out there. Ladies, we're notorious for this. Stop dating these brothers or these men because you like what they drive or because you like what their job title is. They could be abusers. They could be very unhealthy people because you're just looking at the exterior. You're not digging into how does this person treat his friends? Who is he? What does he do? How does he treat his family?
Right. I tell you what, we've got a break coming around. I mean, I've got a question, a tweeter question for you, Sophia. It says, Carl, please ask Sophia if prayer really works. Why can't one just pray to God for a mate and wait for him to answer their prayer and send them one? I'll let you respond to that on the other side. Folks, we're going to take a quick break for news at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with Sophia right after this. Thank you for staying with us, folks. I wish you guys could know what was going on in the breaks. It's just incredible. Sophia, you started something. But anyway.
That's what we want.
Yeah, these conversations, wow. But let's get to the question that we asked you before the break. Mm-hmm. Please ask Sophia if prayer really works. Why can't one just pray to God for a mate and wait for him to answer their prayer and send them one?
Okay, so two things. One, you absolutely, positively should ask God to send you a mate, males and females alike. If you're a Christian person, yes, you want to pray for the traits in the person you want. Yes, you want to ask God to send you someone that you're equally yoked with. That's a good thing. But some of us stop there, Carl. You cannot attract a good, positive, spiritual, loving mate into your life if you're not that kind of person. So you can pray to God all you want. You can, I apologize, you can ask Jesus to send him to you, but it ain't going to happen if you're not right yourself. Does that make sense? It all starts with you, and I apologize that my line is clicking on air, and I apologize for that. I can't help it.
Sophia, how do you know that this is the person that God has sent you?
Well, look, none of us knows the mind of God, but here's what we do know. The Word of God, I think, gives us some good guidance. So here's what I mean by that. The Word says to you sisters out there, Genesis 2:18, it is not good for the man to be alone. Let me make him a helper. So one of the qualities and traits that, if you're a spiritual person I'm talking to you now, God has for us as women is to be helpmates. Okay? That means we can't always be in charge. That means we can't always be overly independent. That means that we got to leave the office stuff at home and we got to let our man be the lead in the house, the man of the house. I know I'm about to start some major problems here.
You are.
But the second part is, let me finish. To you brothers out there, let me say this. The Word says what? He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Notice the Word said a wife, not a side chick, not somebody to roll around with. Not somebody to play games with. It said he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So let me put that into context and simply say, yes, we ought to pray. Yes, we ought to ask God. But, Carl, we've still got to do the work ourselves, and we've still got to be the right person to attract what we want. If I am a woman of faith and I'm out in the clubs every week and I'm not conducting myself in the way perhaps a model woman of faith does, Proverbs 31 gives us a good example of what she looks like, then how am I going to attract the kind of man that I'm saying I want if I'm not living that myself? Does that make sense to you, Carl?
Yeah, it does. But I go back to my question, though. How do you know when that particular person has been delivered? Might be the mailman. Might be somebody else. And you say, why?
Well, it gets back to what I said about what my grandparents modeled, which is something that I ascribe to myself, which is that you have to be open. A lot of times in relationships, right, we have an idea of what we are looking for and what it looks like. And by the way, Carl, just, you know, people are texting me, telling me they're trying to call, but they're not getting picked up for some reason, just kind of FYI. But I want to say that when we are open to what comes our way, it may look differently than what we thought. For example, I'm engaged to somebody who's not an African-American man. I would have never thought, if you told me in my younger years or before, that I would marry someone out of my race. I would have never thought that. I just would have never thought it. But love is love is love, and love comes in colors, shapes, and forms that may be different than what we think it's going to look like. So I want to say that you know the person is for you, Carl, because you just know. And I mean, that may sound trite, but they don't have drama. They complete you in the sense of not that you're not whole, but they, like I started out with, they share your code, they share your values, you can talk to them. It's deeper than just what they look like, what they drive, and where they work. It's got to be a connection. It has to be something about you two that says, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. So I think that that's how you know. You know because you do the work on yourself, and you attract that thing, that person that you want into your life because you're doing the work yourself. You can't, too many folks want to cut corners, Carl. They don't want to do the work. And that being said, that's a problem because you're not going to get what you want if you don't, you know, do the work on yourself.
All right. You know, during the break, we were talking about, I guess you may recall Teddy Pendergrass's song about 50-50 love, 60-40 love.
That's a little ahead of my time, Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, okay.
I like it. But go ahead, finish your thought.
But here's the deal. This is what we're talking about, Sophia. Is there ever a 50-50 love? Isn't it someone, one of the partners always loves more than the other?
I don't know that it's, look, let me say this about that. I don't want to love anybody who doesn't love me. And I don't want to ever be in a relationship where I love someone more than they love me. That's not love. However, in relationships, which you will find, and those of you who have been married many years, whatever, know what I'm about to say. Sometimes relationships you give differently. So sometimes you're going to be given 80%, he's going to be given 20%, and sometimes he's going to be given 70%, and you're going to be given 30%, depending on the season of your relationship. Kids come into the relationship. There are all these different things that happen to us that shift the way we have to love and deal with one another, and that's what we need to keep in mind.
All right, hang on, because we got to take another break, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who knows Teddy's song, Teddy Pendergrass. And you guys, like, if they don't know what Teddy Pendergrass is.
You are.
877-373-9766. We'll take your calls for Sophia right after this short break. This is Trending Today.
Trending Today with Carl Nelson. 877-373-9766. That's 877-373-9766. This is the number to join the conversation. Here's Carl Nelson.
Stand with us, folks. And of course, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter, CarlNelsonShow.com. We have Sophia Nelson with us. She's a relationships coach and a life coach as well. And we're talking about relationships today, actually. And Sophia, during the break, you had a tweet from someone who's engaged to, is this a Christian, engaged to a Muslim? And you mentioned that you've got to be equally yoked. Does this relationship stand a chance?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into that. I think love conquers all. I think that I know folks who have been Catholic and Jewish and, you know, Baptist and, you know, Pentecostal or something else. Like, people of different faiths, but they believe in God and they find a way to work it out through love. So I want to encourage those folks, the Christian and the Muslim, to come to a place of understanding about their faith, to get counseling both in his faith and hers, and to see where the common ground is and make sure that those ground rules are set before they say I do, because a difference in religion could be very challenging in marriage when children come along, et cetera. So you do need to be equally yoked, or at least come to an agreement of how you're going to raise your kids, Muslim, Christian, both, how you're going to do it, how you're going to teach them, and how you're going to worship, because a Christian and a Muslim worship very differently every week. So they need to work that stuff out now.
Okay. And we talked about the 20-80-50-50 love, and most of you made fun of them. They didn't know who Teddy Pendergrass was, and I said, okay.
I know who Teddy Pendergrass is. I just don't know the song. So let me do this. Let me quickly, okay. Because I know we're running out of time. Let's recap the tools again for how to attract the good relationships that you want to keep in your life. And I'm not just talking about romantic love. I'm talking about all relationships. Number one, opposites may attract, but likes less. What does that mean? It simply means don't look at the surface of people, folks. It means look at their code system, their values, how they live in, what kind of people are these? Get to know folks. You don't want drama in your relationships. You want peace in your relationships. Number two, let go of your past failed relationships, people that hurt you, things that wounded you. It's over. It's gone. It's done. In order for you to get the love you desire, the positive, healthy, whole, healing love you desire, you've got to be open to a new relationship. You can't, on your first date, tell the guy you go on a date with about how bad your last boyfriend was. Carl, I can't tell you how many women friends I have that do this. Their first date, they start giving a brother a list of things they're not going to do, what happened to them in the past, and how this, that. That's a deal breaker. Let go of that stuff. Tool number three, check you. What are you giving off? Are you healthy? Are you happy? Are you fun to be with? Are you lighthearted? Are you physically active? Do you pursue life? Do you run after life and make it happen to you? Or do you believe life is bad? Life beats you down. Life is drudgery. If that's what you're putting out there, that's what you're going to get back in all your relationships, not just your romantic relationships, in your friendships, in your work relationships, etc. You're going to attract who you are, Carl.
I got to ask you this. How do you know when you're in love? How do you know that it's actually love?
Boy, you got some doozies today. You know, if I had the answer to some of these questions, I would be a very wealthy woman. How you know you're in love gets back to something I said before. You just know. And love, by the way, let me say this. Buckle up. Love does not hurt. Love does not hurt. Someone punching you is not love. Someone demeaning you with their words is not love. Someone beating you down and tearing you down is not love. Love feels good. Love lifts. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Yes, I always work my spiritual stuff in here because that's a big part of my life. It's in my code. Love lifts. Love forgives. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is, yes, love is a feeling. Yes, love is romantic. Yes, love is eros. But love is also agape. Love is friendship. Love is caring about one another. Love is wanting to push each other to win. Love is good stuff, Carl. It's not negative. It's not bad. Love sticks. Love lasts. Love endures.
Wow. But after all of that, how do you still know that you're in love?
I just told you.
I know, but after all of that, how do you know that you're still in love?
Love is a friendship. Love lasts. It endures. That's what it means to be in love. Love is not how great the sex was, or those are byproducts of love. Good sex is part of having a healthy, loving relationship. And when you get caught up in, again, these aesthetics and these physical things and these temporary things, we think we're in love, but I told you earlier, that's lust. That's not love. Those are very different things than knowing that you want to be with this person and that they want to be with you, that you like spending time with them. You like talking to them. This is not fairy tale fantasy. And part of the problem with us today, Carl, is we've gotten away from what a healthy relationship is. I talked about my grandparents. Back in the day, you did not marry somebody just because they looked good or what they drove or what their job was. You married people based on their value system, based on their code. That's what love is.
And I just want to thank the person who says the Teddy song is When Somebody Loves You Back.
Absolutely.
But, But when you're in love, then that means you always love that person, even if you break off the relationship. If I follow your theory right, you always, always, always love that person if you loved them before.
There's a great line in Whitney Houston's song, you know, if somebody loves you, won't they always love you? And I think that's true. I think that no matter, there are people in my past, and I'm sure in yours, that we didn't make it for whatever reason, but I've never had a bad relationship parting like that, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, I'm still friends with many of the guys that I dated in college or law school or whatever, and with their spouses and families even. And so I think that you love people, but sometimes you're just not meant to be together, and you have to learn to walk away healthy. That's part of a good, attractive, right relationship, that even if it breaks off, Carl, you still desire good things for that person. You're not hating them. You're not putting toilet paper in their yard. You're not slashing their tires. Some of this behavior we got going on out here is because people weren't in love. They were in lust. They got caught up. They were in codependent, unhealthy relationships that became like a drug to them, right? And so when it was over, they're angry, mean, nasty, and they want to do harm to the person. That's not love, folks. Sometimes we love folks, but we got to let them go because we do love them, and we want them to soar.
You want to bust out their windows, right?
No busting out windows. No busting out
windows. But Sophia, so the current boyfriends don't have a problem when you're still in contact with the exes?
No, again, if you are in a healthy relationship with someone, they trust you, and you trust them. So the fact that you may socialize with an ex and their spouse or their family or in your college friend circle or your law school friend circle or your work circle, if you're in a healthy relationship and you trust each other, then you know you trust each other. So you're not trying to cheat or get into some mess. And again, that comes down to who have I attracted into my life and what am I giving off? So if I'm a trustworthy person, somebody trusts me and they know it's not in my code to cheat. That's just not who I am, right? Some people, it's in their code to cheat. If that happens, it happens. But I'm saying to you that that is not something that your significant other should worry about if they know your character and trust you. They know you're not going to cheat, so they're not worried about it.
That may be on your side, but many, many men, and I'm speaking for the brothers now, many men feel if they had it back then, they can still get it, whether it's 50 years, 30 years, 20 years. They feel, you know, the relationship can just pick up right there.
Nah, that's not true. I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
That's called being insecure. That's being healthy.
Brothers, I mean, next week, you got to help me out on here. You're leaving me out on a limb. Sophia, we ran out of time. How can folks get in touch with you?
At Twitter, at I Am Sophia Nelson, at SophiaAngelieNelson.com, or Facebook. You can find me everywhere. Thanks, Carl. I love this segment, and thank you for having it.
It's been a lot of fun. And, folks, we're not related, please.
No, we're not.
All right. Thanks, Sophia. Okay. We got to roll out of here. Reverend Al is up next on most of these stations, and God willing, we'll join you tomorrow right here on Trending Today. I'm Carl Nelson.